Taking a look at native pollinators, we're visiting today with Rachel Malinger, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Rachel, perhaps you can introduce us to your line of work and research here.
I'm studying wild native bees, and I'm looking at their abundance and diversity across Wisconsin, what affects their populations, and what we can do to conserve them. Then looking also at their role in pollination. So how important are these wild native bees for pollinating our crops, and can we rely on them to pollinate our crops?
And what kind of things can you infer from your research so far?
For the wild native bees, habitat is really important. Habitat loss is a major factor that affects their populations. So when we clear prairies or forests, they lose their flowers, they lose their nesting habitat. And the larger bees in particular, the bumblebees, are the ones that seem to be doing worse with habitat loss. And in general, their populations are declining.
What kinds of habitats and conditions favor the wild bees?
They need flowers, and they need a diversity of flowers, and they need flowers from April through October. Prairies, for example, would be a great habitat, but many urban gardens as well provide that. And then they need nesting habitat. And this is where some of the more kind of undisturbed areas like woodlots or prairies often have those twigs, snags, stems.
Are there commercial growers actually trying to encourage native pollinators?
All wild native bees do play a large role in pollinating our crops. I've found that many growers can rely just on wild native bees and don't have to bring in honeybees. I think many growers of pollinator-dependent crops in Wisconsin, that would include cranberries, apples, cucumbers, they're very aware of the value of wild pollinators. And so they do a lot to either bring them in or just keep them around. And I think they're starting to do more and more of that.
What can you tell us about the native pollinators themselves?
So in Wisconsin, we think there are around 500 or upwards to 600 species of native wild pollinators. And they vary in size and shape and color. Many of them nest underground in long tunnels, but some nest above ground in these woody stems, logs, twigs, things like that. Most are solitary, so they don't have large colonies.
How do you feel about the future of the native pollinators?
I don't think we're going to lose all bees, but there's some bee species that we have to really work to conserve. I'm optimistic. I think people are becoming more and more aware of native bees and the value of pollinators. And I think there's a lot we can do to conserve them that's relatively easy.
We've been visiting today with Rachel Malinger, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.